Anthony Fear is a professor at the University of Kansas and has been studying coronaviruses since 2012. His lab at KU is working to help find some understanding about this new coronavirus.
My lab studies coronaviruses kind of, we're generally a basic research lab, but I'm also taking compounds. I'm trying to find some drugs that might target this virus, as are, you know, dozens and dozens of labs across the country right now. I think there's a group here at KU that wants to do a clinical trial for something that would not necessarily that would directly target the virus, but could be a way to alleviate the inflammation in the lung. They're called exosomes. We'll see if that clinical trial gets off the ground. So there are definitely a few things going on here. You know, my lab's just chugging away. We're trying to do as much as we can.
Fear said this coronavirus is different from others he's seen.
A lot different. I mean, it's crazy. I don't know if, you know, I don't think I would have ever predicted that this virus was going to blow up like this. Certainly, it's always had, you know, you always think that it could have the potential. But, you know, when it was kind of sitting over in China, there was a sense of it that it wasn't quite totally real, you know, that, oh, this is just going to stay over there. And then when it didn't, it hit like, hit very quick.
He shares some insight here about this pandemic.
It has shocked me how many cases there are right now. We're at over a million. You know, I would have said last year that we definitely could have another SARS outbreak in our lifetime, because everybody in our field knows that there are lots of SARS-like viruses in China. Having said that, you know, we were also kind of fooled by the fact that every other coronavirus that's, you know, coming into the human population has maybe had some severe disease, but it never really lasted. And so this one has kind of the combination of severe disease and it's been able to transmit especially well. So that's been surprising. I was extremely surprised in the lack of the testing done initially in the United States, and I think everybody was. And Dr. Fauci even said it was a massive failure. You know, when I was talking back in mid-February, I probably talked with you about early February or something like that.
Yep.
You know, I would have thought that maybe just naively that, you know, oh, there's a lot of cases going on in China. I would have assumed that our government and our people and people, you know, working on this, the CDC and these other people would have like been like, let's get tests. Let's get hundreds of thousands of tests to every airport, or every city, and let's be ready for this when it gets here. And we were just not.
Did the WHO downplay it at all, do you think?
I think that it could have been played up a little bit more. I don't know if I would say they downplayed it, but I think it could have been labeled a pandemic probably earlier than they did. You know, I'm not in the position to make those decisions. Those are hard decisions to make, and there's a lot that goes into them. And so, and I'm not in that realm of what I do.
Right.
And so I can't say exactly why they didn't. But
and then
it certainly could have been emphasized maybe a little bit more when, especially once cases got out of China. You know, late January, it was starting already to spread in South Korea. We had some initial cases here in the United States. At that point, why not have, you know, millions of tests built right away? And we could really quickly and easily follow these. I still would like to see widespread testing all over.
President Trump said over the weekend, COVID-19 is now in 182 countries. The good news is there is some progress being made to find a cure.
The other day that there were two vaccines that are going through basically they just started clinical trials. And I know one is from a company called Moderna, and I don't recall where the other one is from. I'm sure you could quickly search it on Google. But they just started those trials. And as I've, you know, as all the vaccine people will tell you, well, one, it's quite amazing that they've gotten these trials out. As I think Dr. Fauci said, that this is a world record for the time from identifying a disease to developing a vaccine ever recorded.
The bad news is that once a vaccine is found to be successful, it will still take several months to manufacture and disperse. Social distancing right now is the only way to flatten out the curve of people getting infected with the new coronavirus and help keep people out of the overtaxed hospitals. For KMZU News, I'm Glenn Fusilier.